At this point in the Great Vehicle, the 10 Bodhisattva levels, which are called grounds because on them special spiritual qualities are engendered, begin. During the path of seeing and the path of meditation, two types of obstructions, intellectually acquired and innate, are respectively overcome. Intellectually acquired states of mind come about through adherence to false systems. For example, there are followers of some Buddhist schools who believe that phenomena conventionally exist by way of their own character. They base this on the unfounded reasoning that if phenomena were not established in this way, they could not function. This kind of misconception, polluted by an invalid system of tenets, is called artificial or intellectually acquired. Even if you have acquired no new predispositions through wrong conceptual thinking in this lifetime, everyone has, in their mental continuum, predispositions established by adhering to wrong views in former lifetimes. By contrast, innate faulty states of mind have existed in all sentient beings, from insects to humans, since beginningless time, and operate of their own accord without depending on faulty scripture and reasoning. Intellectually acquired or artificial obstructions are removed through the path of seeing, whereas innate obstructions are more difficult to overcome because you have been conditioned to these faulty states of mind since beginningless time. They must be removed by continued meditation on the meaning of emptiness. Because such meditation must take place repeatedly over a long period of time, this phase of the path is called the path of meditation. Indeed, you have meditated on emptiness earlier, but the path of meditation refers to a path of extended familiarization. On this level, you pass through the remaining 9 bodhisattva grounds. From among the 10 grounds, the first 7 are called impure, and the last 3 are called pure. This is because on the first 7 grounds, you are still in process of removing afflictive obstructions, and thus these 7 are not yet purified of them. Through the first part of the 8th ground, you are removing afflictive emotions. The balance of the 8th, 9th, and 10th grounds enable you to overcome the obstructions to omniscience. Now, through using the diamond-like concentrated meditation achieved at the end of the 10 bodhisattva grounds, the culmination of still having obstructions yet to be overcome, you can effectively undermine the very subtle obstructions to omniscience. The very next moment of your mind becomes an omniscient consciousness, and simultaneously, the deep nature of the mind becomes the nature body of a Buddha. This is the 5th and final path, the path of no more learning. From the very subtle wind or energy, which is one entity with that mind, various pure and impure physical forms spontaneously spring forth to assist sentient beings. These are called the form bodies of a Buddha. This is Buddhahood, a state of being a source of help and happiness for all sentient beings.